USA Radio News.
Currently, a memorial service is being held for the late Senator John McCain at North Phoenix Baptist Church. 24 sitting U.S. senators and 4 former senators are at that service, including Congressman Ben Sasse.
We'd fight about policy, but the thing that was awesome about John McCain is a guy who's been enslaved in prison for 5.5 years. He didn't have any patience for small stuff. Time was too short.
A tiny pressure leak was detected aboard the International Space Station Wednesday evening, and the crew is conducting repair work today. NASA indicated the leak is occurring on the Russian segment of the station and was detected by both controllers in Houston and Moscow while the astronauts slept. After they awoke, they were briefed of the situation and began working with controllers to patch the leak. President Trump took to Twitter today and said the White House is a smooth-running machine, that after the latest shakeup that includes White House counsel Don McGahn leaving this fall. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Another near-record holiday travel could be seen this Labor Day weekend, and as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports, most people will be driving.
AAA predicting the weekend will be the most expensive Labor Day weekend in the last 4 years when it comes to your gas tank. A AAA spokesperson saying, however, the spike should be temporary. But for the weekend, AAA pegs the national average for gas at least $2.85 a gallon. On Memorial Day, the price had jumped up to $2.94 a gallon. Travel experts say we could save some money, though, at the hotels, because there are many good Labor Day weekend hotel promotions this year. As for the top Labor Day destinations in the U.S., Marriott International says they'll be New York City, Chicago, Orlando, and Atlanta. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Quick look at your numbers on Wall Street for this Thursday. Currently, the Dow is down just over 50 points, and the NASDAQ is up just over 10 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Reality Winner, the former NSA contractor who leaked a secret report on Russia's election hacking efforts to the media, was on CBS this morning via phone from the Lincoln County Jail in Georgia. Now, she was sentenced to 5 years in prison last week, which is the longest punishment ever imposed for its kind of violation. Winner was asked her thoughts on President Trump's tweets last week that called her sentence so unfair.
Well, it was mid-2017, and I was the first one. However, as of Friday, you know, even our commander-in-chief, President Trump, has kind of come out and said, wait a minute, this is really unfair. There's this double standard here, and for that I can't thank him enough, because for 16 months, those words, so unfair, were actually not allowed by either myself or my team or my family to really say out in the public. So I just can't thank him enough for finally saying what everybody has been thinking for 16 months.
Winner was then asked if she believes the president feels sorry for her.
I don't like to assume anything as to what's going on in his head, but the small potatoes was a breath of fresh air. It really made me laugh. It reminded me of, you know, me and my own family. We try to make a joke out of everything. We laugh every single day, no matter how bad things get, and he really gave a whole sense of humor to the thing, because it is quite bizarre.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.